Hello and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning back in once again. Thank you to those of you who were down in Sandy Park on Saturday for the game against Exeter. Let's start there, Murphy.
Yes.
Shall we?
We shall.
Okay. General thoughts on the performance first and foremost.
I think our performance was actually very good and we were, what's the word for it? We were probably deserved more points and more credit for how we played. And there was a couple of unlucky bounces. I think the one where Kyle put Josh through in the wee grubber and it just bounced right over his head.
I've watched that so many times back since and I still think Josh is going to get it.
Exactly, I know. And if he scores that, it could swing the game a complete different direction.
Yeah.
And that wasn't once, that was happened a few times. There's a few drop balls, which, again, skill error, which is uncharacteristic for the errors we make. And if we, like the one where Ali and George, you put George down there, George takes it, he's scoring. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we left probably about 30 points out there, which is a bit of a shame, but missed opportunity, and now it just makes this weekend a must win.
Talk about the missed opportunity, so let's talk about the two we did take. Kyle following up that little chip ahead from George, getting a bit of a look with a bounce, possibly the one bit of bounce we got on Saturday.
True.
And then Sione, I mean, that's probably up there with the try of the season contenders already.
Scotty Cummins galloping through.
He said he panicked.
I spoke to him yesterday. He said he panicked. And I was like, Ross, I was like, Scott, speak to me about the one-handed sling pass 2 metres away. What was wrong with doing a normal one? He said, yeah, I panicked. But that was nice from George to find, again, Joshy.
I mean, that take from Josh as well.
But
full tilt.
Full tilt. The ball was, 3-4 metres high in there?
Yeah.
And then puts it away to Nonce, and then he gives the next down celebration.
Belter of a finish as well.
And then, but also what, again, speaking about what could have been, was it the little turnover where they get out to the width and TJ comes hurtling on at pace and then he manages to beat a couple of defenders, passes it inside to
Josh
and then so he tries to pass.
Kyle to Josh. Passes
it to Kyle and Kyle tries to give it to Josh but just there's a wee knock on there and that could have been a try a season of contender as well.
Yeah, well, we've arrived at the point where we need to talk about this, given the end of that game and our guest. Yeah, the scrum from that knock on. Fez, Ewan Ferry, welcome to the Squadcast, first of all. This is your first time on the show.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start with that, get that last minute decision out of the way. What was going through your head?
Just pick up the ball and dive over the try line, I think. I was trying to see where the ball is. I thought I was bound, but obviously I wasn't.
You still look bound to us, but the referee's decision is final.
It's not for debate, but good pick up, Fez. I'll give you a due.
Thanks,
it's a cracking pick up. It's one of those ones you just like.
I just put my hand down there and it fell into it. So
for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
How good was that?
Best 10 seconds of the year so far.
Of the year?
Of my life.
Yeah, that's what I mean. crazy. I remember we were watching myself, Darge and Gregor were watching in the flat. And Ollie was on FaceTime to us because he'd just woken up pretty much from surgery. And he was on FaceTime, but he was watching on ITV or STV. And he was a minute ahead of me, Gregor, and Darge. And we were on TNT. And he started celebrating and just went, what? And then we saw, obviously, like the 30 seconds to a minute later, and we were going nuts. And then it was amazing seeing all the celebration from the boys, but unfortunately.
Yeah. Enjoyment to sad in 10 seconds.
Yeah, crazy. But
spinning it back to a more positive side of things, obviously yourself as your first appearance of the season from that side of things, but also a standout from the young boys selected in that. So Alex in the second row, Gregor on his debut. Quick word on performances of those guys because, again, absolute standouts, including yourself.
I think it was either Murch or Franco or Nigel actually that mentioned it yesterday about one of the older boys, George Turner, said to them, he was like, there's a point in the game where both Gregor and Alex smack this boy, spend time and tackle and get a turnover. And it said that really, well, for George Turner, said it really drove this team, it drove the old boys to put in more of a shift. And it just shows you how much energy it can create being a young boy, doing your job and just bringing that whole squad mentality and showing what you can do. And then obviously that kind of butterfly effect on the rest of the squad. And Fez obviously out there as well.
You say it's your first appearance of the season, but you had a fairly decent breakout season last season, as it were. But also, you're on from breaking through. How do you find your rugby so far? Are you getting on?
Yeah, it's been good. Just been pretty unlucky with a couple of injuries at the start of the season. But yeah, it's been good getting in with the boys. First year as a pro. It's not really different, but yeah, it's good to get in and show what I can do and stuff. Yeah.
And obviously you showed what you can do in the 10 and 15 minutes you were on Saturday. What's next for the boys this weekend? Obviously Toulon back at Scotstoun on Friday night.
Buy your tickets. Toulon.
Ever reliable.
Friday night, 8 p.m. There's how many tickets left, Craig?
Can't quite remember top of my head, but enough if you want them.
There's enough. Be here.
Sold out?
Not quite yet.
Not yet,
so.
But that's why I'm plugging it for this, switch on. On previous players, just that have come to this, how many have come from East Kilbride?
It's a good question.
You should know this, Fez. Big EK loyal. Do you know any?
Alistair Strokosh.
Strokosh was from East Kilbride. Yeah.
Strokosh was East Kilbride. Never played for Glasgow, but definitely.
Yeah. Who?
Johnny Gray's from Cambus Lang.
He's Cambus Lang. That's not East Kilbride.
So I think who else?
Dunkey was Cambus Lang, wasn't he?
Yeah. Fraser Watt, did he play for Glasgow?
I will double check that.
Come on, Craig.
Don't want to commit one.
Yeah,
way
I'm
the
not
other.
Too sure though.
But yeah, for, like you said, flying the flag proudly for East Kilbride over there.
Yeah.
Squadcast.
Just another when we're talking about the weekend as a whole. Shout out to the women's team as well. First home game here
against
the Wolfhounds. 905 of you down here for that one. Support was very much appreciated by everybody on there. So if you were in the crowd, please take this as an official thank you from the team.
When's the next game for them?
Saturday, 27th of January. Kick off 2 p.m. here at Scotstoun against.
Buy your tickets. Buy your tickets. Let's break that 1,000 marker at least.
Absolutely.
Bring the support. That's good. It's amazing seeing the other side, the women's team doing well. Fraz Brown obviously speak to him daily about how he's getting on and how the coaching stuff, and he said they're really buying into it, really engaging, and just want to improve every single day, which is obviously what we do here. So, no, it's good. I remember that. Did we ever speak about the first jersey presentation for them?
I don't think we did, actually. No, do you want to speak?
No, that was quite cool. Yeah. Obviously, I had both teams in the team meeting room, and Franco said a few words, and then we handed out by position, handed out their jerseys, and it was quite cool to be a part of that first ever women's team jersey presentation.
That was a first of many, fingers crossed. And as Murphy says, get your tickets for the game on the 27th. And if you're here at Scotstoun on Friday night against Toulon, you might actually see a few of them floating around the stadium. So say hello if you do.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow.
Sorry, by the way, if any of you heard those noises in the last squadcast, that's purely because Ollie and I set ourselves a chance to make as many weird noises as possible.
And this is why we never record with Murphy together. Anyway, for those of you who are new, the Squadcast hat is next to Murphy at the moment. It has actually been used as a hat this week because it's been cold at Scotstoun. But in that hat, there are three scraps of paper with questions on them. Fez, your job is to hear what Murphy has to ask, give your answer, entertain the listeners, and generally just be yourself.
Sweet.
Ready to go.
Number one, you can job swap with anyone at the club for a day. Who and why?
Job swap. I think the easy one would be the coach, Franco.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
That's bold.
Just to see what it's a bold choice for your first answer.
Bold. Very bold.
Just to see what it's like. And
you've got Pump, Shiz, Craig, Andy the Chef. Mossy outside, he looks like he's got a decent gig.
Yeah,
kick some balls with.
Right, come on, let's play this through. So Fez has now been appointed director of rugby for Glasgow Warriors for a week. Yeah. How do you play it out, Fez?
No mauls, no scrums.
Forwards get a very easy run of it if Fez is in charge, by the sounds of it.
Maybe like Pump then, Pump's role.
I think that's even worse.
What would you pick then?
Stuart Now or Shizzle.
Yeah, but...
Or Rachel and just work with all the sponsors and try to get free stuff.
That's fair.
Rachel, if you're listening to this, which I doubt, it's just, you've got a new intern in the commercial department. Murphy's there, although he's our podcast host, so
exactly.
You can't have
I've already got a job.
You've already got a job.
Maybe like Connor.
Connor, yeah.
Nutritionist.
Yeah. You couldn't be the face of nutrition.
What do you mean?
As a nutritionist, you need to kind of look in shape.
Maybe like Jack Mann. Wow.
Jack Mann, as a nutritionist. Yeah. Now, if he was your nutritionist, telling you things, what you need to eat and stuff, you'd be like, sweet, I'll do that. Even though we learned last week that you orders the most takeaways.
Does love a takeaway.
One of 2024.
Yep. We're talking about nutritionists. You're giving me a bit of a slack off here, but is lunches looking directly in the eye from over in the corner? Yeah. So just tell us what you've got here, Ewan. Come on.
Bit of mince meat. Half a potato and some carrots and green beans.
We should
find it in aisle four at Pets at Home.
We should clarify half a baked potato. We're not just rationing starch.
Half a baked potato, yeah.
Okay, so where do we land with this? You mean you've named about five jobs, so which one are you picking out here?
Mm. What about photographer? Easy gig, apparently.
We'll get Ross on to have a chat about this.
Nah, I'm going to go Franco. Yeah.
He's sticking his colours to the last year.
It's most exciting.
I applaud that.
You get to pick where the players play and everything like that.
Would you play someone out of position?
Ooh.
Would you play me at 10?
No. Certainly not.
It took about 0.01 seconds to answer that question.
Right. Yeah. What front row would you play at 10? Ooh. If you had to. And you've always said no to me.
Maybe like Kebble.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, probably.
Sure goes every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Who would you play?
At 10?
Yeah.
Other than
any
myself?
Other position. Not backs.
All right. I would go with... I'd love to see Demo there.
Yeah, I reckon he'd do a good job.
Yeah, Demo there. I don't know what his kicking game's like.
Don't think you'd need to find out.
No. Johnny Matthews, maybe? Yeah. He's got a good boot on him. Yeah.
Here's a stat for you. Johnny Matthews is our top point scorer in the URC this season.
Yeah, but that's because we don't go for sticks.
Yeah. I found this the other day. Johnny's got 10 tries, so he's on 50 points. George Horn's on 34, I think, at the minute.
That doesn't surprise me, to be fair. But, yeah, Maul tries. How many are Mauls? That's what I want to ask you. How many of the tries are Mauls?
And on that note, we'll move on to question two.
Right, can't answer yourself for this one. Who is the player we should be keeping our eye on for the rest of the season?
If we're talking youngster, maybe...
Anyone.
Youngster. We'll go with the youngster first.
Probably Gregor or Max, I'd say. Gregor Hiddleston. Yeah.
Yep.
He's really good in his first start. So,
and we touched on that. Like, it's only on 50, 55 minutes or something like that. Yeah. But he put himself about the books.
Yeah.
Like, you must have played with Gregor 20s?
I was year above. But I've seen him come through. And really good player. And on Saturday, didn't look at a place at all.
Loves his work at the breakdown as well, which is always a
good hustler.
Enjoyable. You enjoy competing against him from a breakdown point of view if you're in the
back? Not really. No? I try and stay away from that.
I saw somebody put a post up on Instagram, congratulations debut. Somebody called him Bloodhound. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's his name. Bloodhound, yeah. I don't know where it stems from.
His nickname's Bloodhound?
Bloodhound, yeah.
That's a new one?
That's a decent one. That's like a good one. You kind of want to say that one. You had one, was it? One last year, where it was Android or something, was
Oh, yeah, explain.
Explain this.
Explain your nicknames. Fez is Android. What else is it?
Fez just stems from fairy. And then we've got Android, which I got from Lewis Bean, which I actually don't.
Beano.
Not too.
Just because you, he moves like a robot. Like Fez, especially in like team huddles, if you're like, you won't be able to see it. Obviously,
it's not a great one for a podcast.
Fans are watching it, but he'd like stand in the huddle. It's like, say you're stood there, Craig, and he'd stand there and just be like, out the side of his eyes, staring at you. And he'd always like be creeping around, looking like a robot. Hence the name Android. And then tell us about Franco.
Yeah. Franco got light that Beano was calling me Android, and like the team meeting in front of everyone just fully called me out.
Android?
Called me Android. Which is pretty funny.
He does enjoy a good nickname every now and then.
Yeah, he does.
Who's your team favourite nickname? That we can air to the fans.
Maxi's new one's pretty good. Backies.
Both. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Wills, you wouldn't have heard the commentary. Wilson commentary.
No.
Said something like Big Al talk about Alex Salmon. And then he said, he was like, there's another nickname I can't repeat on here. I wouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, don't think we can.
We also can't repeat it.
Yes. It is
Big Al 2.0, I think somebody was called him as well. Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
I did hear the clip from Wilson where he dubbed the Happy Gilmore commentary over Scotty's break, Scotty. Which was
Mr. Gilmore's jacket.
Yeah, he's a good one from that side as well.
Yeah. Keep it up, Wilson. Number three. Who is most likely to keep a secret? You got any secrets?
Not many.
Broadcast them to the hundreds and thousands of listeners we get on this podcast.
Not really.
Why have you gone red?
There we are. I don't know. I'd probably say like Ali Miller, maybe. I think he's probably a good.
Maybe a fairly safe shot.
Maybe like Max as well. Max is.
Who would you say is your closest? Like who would? Yeah, in the squad, who's your closest mates?
Probably Max, Alex, Logan, Trotter.
You wouldn't trust Logan?
No, I wouldn't trust Logan. I know he's my pal, but I'd probably say Ali Miller or Max. I reckon that's a good,
it's a strong combination.
Two. Yeah,
good call.
Who would you trust?
Who would I trust? Good question. I would always go with the usual Ollie, Ross, Dolby, Gregor, Darge. I'd like to say
that's
Gus.
That's a lot of people, though.
I'd like to say Gus, but Gus is renowned. Yeah. Renowned. Angie Pangy is renowned for telling.
Oh, God. That's a good nickname.
Telling Jenny, and then all of a sudden, everyone knows. So you got to be careful.
Not that we're throwing anything under the bus here for you, Gus, but I think that's the bus just been driven over you.
Yeah, completely driven all over Seed. Angie Pangy. But there was once a story here from two previous players. I won't name them, but one was renowned for telling his other half. So player A, let's say.
Yes.
Player A is the one that told player B the secret. It was a fake secret that he told nobody else. And somehow the whole squad it got around to three or four folk, and then he knew who was telling secrets. But if you want to know who that is, you've got to stay tuned. Friday night, if you find me, accost me. Give me a Jaffa cake and I'll tell you.
You're a cheap bribe if a Jaffa cake's for the
Okay, a pack of Jaffa cakes. Pack of Jaffa cakes.
I mean, we're now just advertising for confectionery, given the fact that we're still to give Seba a bunch of tea cakes.
Yeah. Right, I've got another.
Oh, hurry on, yep, let's go.
Yeah, that was ones I prepared earlier.
Ah.
Who's in the squad is most likely to spend hours in a YouTube conspiracy theory hole?
Tom Gordon.
Tom Gordon.
Yeah. There was, again.
He's just always on YouTube, just. Yeah.
Zero hesitation.
Yeah.
Has he come away with any that are worth investigating?
I don't know. You just hear like random stuff from him.
It's a bit like Rob Harley with his useless knowledge.
Yeah.
True. Rob did have a fact for every kid. Probably still does.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, see if you've made your food at night.
Yeah, I'm sticking on YouTube.
Sticking on your YouTube, yeah. Yes. Do you know who loves that? Yeah. Darge. He cannot eat any food unless he's got YouTube on.
Maybe it's a back grower thing.
I do as well. All right.
I mean, so if the telly's on, I won't.
Yeah, but if, like, say you're in the kitchen.
If nothing's on.
If you're in the kitchen, you've just got your phone on you.
Yeah, YouTube's on.
Like, I genuinely, if Darge wasn't by himself, he'd be all right. But if he's, like, by himself having a meal, he's like one of those iPad kids you see out when you're out having food at a restaurant. Darge is an iPad kid for sure.
Yeah,
YouTube on.
That or TikTok. I get lost in TikTok sometimes. Scrolling.
At Glasgow Wars?
At Glasgow Wars.
I've deleted it. Myself, Gregor and Ross, 2 months ago, decided to delete it. Gregor folded and he's bought it. He's downloaded it again.
That seems to be a thing with Ross, because Ross did this with, I want to say, Instagram last year as well.
Yep.
Where Ross...
Well, he folded on that now.
He did fold that, yeah. Darge is still going strong on that one.
Yeah. Darge just doesn't... He's got the burner accounts if you can find them. But Ross, yeah, he folded on that. He saw we were having too much fun sending funny photos and videos to each other. But yeah, talking about conspiracies, what's your favourite one? If, right, let's see. Here we go. Set the scene. You're getting told this conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Only you will know the truth to it. And if you tell anybody, you're... you get...
Oh, so I know the truth about this one.
You know, you'll know the truth about whatever one you want to know, but then you can't tell anybody, otherwise you get killed.
See, now this is a problem because you've just written Fez into a hole here. Because what if he already knows the truth about a conspiracy theory and exactly. he's about to tell
but
you?
But it's a conspiracy theory and but he then can't...
you won't know whether it's the truth or not.
Illuminati. No, so you get, you're, you can ask one conspiracy theory, but the, you can't tell anyone else.
Yeah, how the pyramids were built.
It's a good one.
I reckon that's up there.
How do you reckon they were built?
Aliens.
Aliens.
It's a standard option. Yeah.
What are the good ones, are there?
You're on your own here, Marv. Sorry.
The moon landing? Do you believe in that?
No, I do not.
No, no,
I don't. You don't?
Yeah, oh, no, I don't believe in the conspiracy theory. I believe in the moon.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I thought we were about to start something here.
Yeah, I don't think they went.
No. You what?
Don't think they went.
You think it's fake?
Yeah.
Okay. Flat Earth?
Nah, round Earth.
Round?
Yeah.
Sphere?
Sphere, yeah.
Sphere.
I like the fact that everything else is fighting Flat Earth. Nah, it's too far.
Yeah. There's so many.
There are.
Aliens in general?
Yeah. I think there was.
Was what? Area 51. That's another one. Weapons development. Who knows? Yeah.
To shut that one.
Fez has definitely gone a little bit quiet here, so I think Fez probably knows more than he's letting on. Shall we move on before
alien,
we dig him
Fez
into
is the alien.
Fez is the alien. The first ever alien to represent Glasgow Warriors. Should we go with one more?
One more. This is a chance to out your mates. Right. Who is most likely to go a week without having a shower? You can't answer yourself.
I wouldn't pick myself anyway.
We've got guest appearance. Sione Vailanu carrying a GoPro. There he is, the social media's room. Squadcast. Sione, come say hi. Come say hi. Everyone, welcome Sione Vailanu to the Squadcast.
Hello, everyone. It's the main man here, Sione.
Is that all you've got for us? Yes. Okay, well, you should go back to doing rehab. Is this coming out on social media soon?
At some point soon, probably, yes.
Okay, so everyone get ready for the day in the life of Sione Vailanu with the GoPro. Bynons! back to, what? Where were we?
I have no idea. What was your last one?
Who is most likely to go a week without having a shower?
It's a horrible question.
It's a horrible question.
Yeah.
Don't shy away from this. Don't shrug away from it. I want to hear the truth and nothing but the truth.
Speaking of conspiracy theories.
Exactly.
It's a hard one.
You want to say it? Why are you mouthing to me? Just say it. Say his name.
I think the safe option, which you won't take much offence to, maybe like Alex Samuel.
Big Al.
Yeah, I think that's tough on him though. I know they obviously does shower, but...
Most likely. It doesn't mean that they
have. Yeah, most likely, probably.
Who were you sharing with at the weekend?
Ali Miller.
Showers.
Yeah, he's clean.
A nice guy.
Yeah, probably.
And what's the unsafe answer?
I honestly don't know. Anyone else? Who would you say?
Who would I say?
Yeah.
If I had to go the friendship group or just anyone, I'll go Dodge Showers. Ollie Smith just now.
That's a safe one of them.
This is actually. Well, I don't mean.
That's a hard one.
Well, safe is Ollie, but that's actually true just now because he can't shower. And I went down. He was in getting his wound checked just literally 10 minutes ago, and I was sniffing his toes. And oh my god. Oh my god.
I mean, of all the things you talk about on the Squadcast, that might be the weirdest one we've ever had.
Nothing wrong with Smithers' toes. No, it's because like I was in seeing my physio and Ollie was like there at the bed. I could just smell something. So I had to do the smell check. And turns out it was Ollie's feet and his shin where he hasn't washed.
Oh dear me.
So Ollie, if you want a bed bath, I'll come round tonight. Stay tuned.
Teammates that stay bath together, stay together. Is this where we're going with this?
Yeah, we'll work with that.
That's fair enough.
But yeah, that's my safe bet and my true answer. Otherwise, it'd be Fez, because Fez shares a locker two down from me. Yeah,
my locker's clean.
I can smell it from where I sit. Stinky boy. Maybe he just needs a new toothbrush. That's probably what it is.
Oh, nice.
Your luck is, and you can't smell this, guys.
Anyway, on that note, we will call an end to the Squadcast, in part to let Fez actually eat his lunch, which is probably gone slightly cold over there, and in part to let Murph shoot off. Was it physio for you this afternoon?
A bit of Metcon, some scrum condition.
Nice.
Running tomorrow again, so.
Lovely stuff.
Well, you saw the Insta story, didn't you, Craig?
We did.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. But yeah, if you want to see Murph.
Murphy walking out of nine.
If you want to see Murph, go to that social media account, but also come to Scotland on Friday night for a game against Toulon.
8 p.m. Friday night, buy your tickets.
You took far too long to remember what the kickoff time was.
Sorry.
Toulon, Friday night, 8 p.m. here at Scotston. Win will put us into the last 16 of the Champions Cup. Ewan, thank you very much for joining us. Yeah. We will see you at some point soon. I mean,
thank you, Android.
If we're selected on Friday, we'll see you then. Murph, we will see you at some point soon.
We'll see you next week.
Indeed. And we'll see you too, Warrior Nation. In the meantime, he's been Ewan Perry, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.